From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing Monday at the main gate of Kabul's international airport that killed at least 4 civilians and wounded 17 others. Witnesses said the target of the blast was a convoy of armored vehicles transporting government officials. A Taliban spokesman said the attack targeted foreign occupation forces. This follows a series of bombings claimed by the Taliban in recent days in Afghanistan, killing dozens of people. Cameroon is arresting and sending all refugees from the Central African Republic in its territory to refugee camps, and the government does not want citizens of Cameroon to let the refugees stay in their homes. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports.
Governor Samuel Dieudonné Ivaha-Dibois of Eastern Cameroon says armed men from the Central African Republic have been disguising themselves as refugees and taking people hostage for ransom. The governor says some Central Africans also come to Cameroon as refugees and then steal goods and cattle from ranches. And he has instructed all Cameroonians hosting refugees to take them to nearby camps or face the consequences. The refugees are finding relative peace in Cameroon, but they are struggling with growing humanitarian needs, such as finding food and water, and this causes them to run away from the refugee camps. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
You're listening to VOA News from Washington. A lawyer for Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian said a verdict in his espionage trial in Iran